Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is really bizarre. There's an artist, and I'm really like, I don't know if I even want to call this person an artist, so let's air quote this.
Okay.
He's on Twitch. His name is Tim, and he's been living in his shed for 100 days without leaving, and he says he'll stay there for another 5 years if someone buys it as art. And you're like, okay, how, what? How's he going to do that? So for $5 million, Tim says he will stay in the shed and live stream himself to a framed TV that these people would hang on their wall. So basically all day long, all night long in your house, there's your framed television of just Tim, like he's a framed work of art, just living in his shed.
So it's just like living art on your wall.
And he's saying up to 20 people can buy frames. And here's Tim talking about this.
I've been locked in this shed for 99 days. I'm doing this year-long stream attempt to promote the sale of my life as wall art, where I'm locked in a prison cell studio and dozens of cameras cinematically broadcast live only to a framed monitor on the buyer's wall. 25-year frames are available at $5 million each. If 7,000 subscribers is maintained by the end of 2021, I will stay locked in here up to 5 years as long as that count is maintained.
Well, he doesn't sound weird at all.
No, and again, the count, like, what are the subscribers got to do with anything if in fact he's already getting the $5 million? I'm confused, but okay.
Well, I feel like he wants to get more attention for his Twitch stream. And in addition to it, you know, yeah, I'll pull $5 million as well while I'm at it.
Yeah, if you get 20 people paying you $5 million apiece, I think you don't got to worry about the 7,000 subscribers. I think you're doing okay.
They'll even do 10 years for $10
million. Oh, okay.
How many million does it take for him to never talk again?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the very expensive option there.
I can see some out there rich person just doing this because they can. Now, if I was rich, I probably would be that out there rich person. If I had $5 million just to blow, like, screw it. All right, buddy. You want to do this? I'm putting you up to the task.
I feel like it's just wrong, though. You know, like, to have this guy just stay locked in and have him on my wall like human art. I don't know.
It is weird. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it just feels wrong.
It depends on what he does in there. Does he like play music? Does he put on like a little talent show? Or am I just sitting there watching him on Twitch streaming with other people?
I'm watching him right now because you can watch it on Twitch, and he's sleeping.
He is really? Not hot enough or naked enough for this.
It's he's sleeping.
I'm going on Twitch to see
his this is boring. He's got a nice little. A setup, though. I mean, it looks really cool.
So is it a big shed? Is like, because you can buy some of those like sheds that are, you know, they're pretty comfy.
Yeah, this is more of a tiny home than a shed, it really feels like.
He's been live streaming for, it looks like, 47 hours. according to this Twitch thing. He makes wall hanging art with laser cutters. All the art on his walls, like, that's in a way, like, he's also promoting that, I'd imagine.
It looks pretty cool, actually.
See, that's probably what this is all about. He's just trying to get attention for his artwork that people go, hey, look at that. I'll buy that off you. And then he doesn't have to live in the shed.
Yeah, he's just sleeping. How can I wake him up? Can I go in the chat and be like, wake the F up?
It doesn't look like there's any way to actually interact with him. There probably is if he's actually awake and reading, yeah.
Just chat room stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it looks like you can only chat when he's sleeping if you're a subscriber. I'm not paying for that.
Well, his artwork looks pretty decent, actually. I like it. I think his artwork is cool, and maybe that's what this is all about. You got to find a way to get people to know about you, so why not?
Someone said this guy's seen The Truman Show way too many times.
You know, though, he's probably locked in this shed doing his art. So it's like, why not get paid for this beyond just me doing my art? He probably is a guy that doesn't mind spending hours in there. Probably not that difficult to lock yourself in for 100 hours.
I love that he has a donate now page, but it says that it will actually set off lights and alerts to react. But then you can always sub while he's sleeping. So if you decide to pay money and then pay more money,
you can wake him up.
Yeah, you can bug him and wake him up.
That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Oh, someone has a very important point, though. This is, does this mean that he can't be intimate with anybody or even himself for the next 5 years?
Maybe that's what you're paying the $5 million for?
Yeah, I imagine he probably could tell some. Well, no, he's locked in the shed, so you're right. I mean, he could bring somebody in there. It's the only way he can be intimate if he honors the deal. And is that kind of what you would be hoping for in a voyeuristic way as a rich guy?
I don't know. Not me personally. I prefer he doesn't do that. But, I mean, he has a bathroom, I would imagine, in there. So can he just sneak away into the bathroom or when he's taking a shower?
What if he brings in one of the best models from AVN? You know what I mean? I mean, you wouldn't pay for that?
No, I could just click on a thumbnail and get a free PJ.
Yeah, right?
I'm part of the problem, not the solution when it comes to internet adults.
That's a good point. You can save yourself $5 million doing that.
Yeah.
I'm watching his TikTok thing, and he apparently has like a little curtain he puts over. So you can still see him when he's in the bathroom, but you don't see him actually going to the bathroom.
Well, that's good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So clever.
I don't know if I like that.
This texture sums it up best. So he's streaming. How is this special?
It's true.
Everybody's streaming.
It's art.
Yeah, but he's streaming basically locked in his shed and you see every part of his life.
All he needs is one person. And all of a sudden he has now $5
million. $5 million. You're right.
Like I said, he's not hot enough or naked enough for this. Because I know a lot of people will pay just to, like, you know, with a very attractive lady, just watch her eat. She doesn't have to get naked or anything, but she'll just eat or just live her life. Yeah, exactly.
Guys are idiots with their money when it comes to any woman looking at any sort of semblance of losing their clothes.
That makes sense to me. This does not.
Neither makes sense to me. I don't want to watch anyone eat.
Well, unless
when I watch someone eat, then I get hungry.
Don't you watch those shows, though, about food?
Yes. You're absolutely right, man. Yeah, I'm completely a hypocrite.
But they're free.
They are.
True. Okay, fair.
$5 million. Right. I mean, you've got to pay whatever you're paying for, you know, the Netflix account or whatever, but still.
Yeah, I will watch Guy Fieri eat. You're absolutely right. Or what's the new guy that runs Casey, the new dude that's on Man vs. Food?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there you go. $5 million. Go check him out.
I'm not going to.
go check him out for $5 mil. Almost half the people that have kids or pets say that they can't have nice things, which, of course, is always a joke, you know, when anything breaks. Now we can't have nice things, but that happens a lot with kids and pets, which to me, that's where the pets are. We were lucky that our dog did not, when she was alive, she did not eat or break anything like in that respect. She didn't have that habit. I thought, wow, we were so fortunate, even though she was annoying in a lot of other ways, but she never chewed on any of our stuff.
Yeah, we're lucky with Lulu. I never had that weird phase where she was like trying to chew on stuff. Like Lucy, I remember when we had Lucy, when I first was trying to see if I could let her just have the run of the house and still, she was still kind of a puppy. She like ate a chunk of the wall.
Oh,
whoa. It's like, all right. We got to figure something out because that's not going to happen again. You know what I mean? But with children now, man, it's funny you bring this up because with Tatum, like, we have a coffee table that we were planning on getting a new one when we moved to the new house. And then we sort of realized, like, We should probably wait until she's old enough to understand not to F with this table.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because it wasn't, it's not, coffee tables aren't cheap. I mean, they're not like, I'm not breaking the bank on those things, but still it's a few hundred dollars. And right now, like, she just likes taking all of her toys and just slamming them on it and scratching the thing up. So we're like, let's just keep this coffee table, let it get destroyed. Yep. And when she's old enough to understand not to do that, then we'll get the new coffee table.
Congratulations, sir. You realize now decorating your house is pretty much done until she is... Well, you know, you want to say when she gets old enough to understand, but I'm thinking when she's out of the house, Steve, that's when you can get the coffee table. Her 18 years old.
Her new thing is going into the pantry and she grabs the Swiffer. And, like, we even went online and bought, like, a Fisher-Price version of the Swiffer, which is on my Instagram. You'll see, like, she loves the Swiffer. She's obsessed with the Swiffer. So we got her a size version. Nope, still likes the big Swiffer. And she walks around and just slams things on the walls and, like, is putting dents in the walls with this thing. And it's like she's walking around with a sword.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the little Swiffer, if you go to @I'm Steve Meigs, my Instagram, it's pretty freaking funny.
That's adorable.
And it actually works.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
oh, you got her doing housework already. Good job.
Well, you know, that's not Swiffering.
Yes, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. And yes, it's yeah. And then just leave everything wherever she wants to leave it to. I'm noticing that in the video. I'll just leave that here for my dad to trip over at night.
She hasn't figured everything out yet, BJ.
Oh, dude, it's a beating. It really, really is. Yeah, and nice try. I probably should have warned you, don't try to replace the regular items with like a kid item, because she's just going to be like, oh, great, I'm glad you spent 25, 30, 50 bucks on that, because I am going to still use the other thing.
It was like 11 bucks. I feel like it was a decent purchase.
Oh, sure, for something she ain't going to use? Perfect. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, 45% of us pretty much are like you, Steve. We don't want to buy anything nice because they know they won't be able to keep it nice. As a matter of fact, I don't know if your couch has already been christened at all by her.
Yeah. No.
Or by Lulu, for that matter.
No, by neither, thankfully. And I hope it stays that way. No, by me, yes. I mean, I was drunk with Ted, and it was weird.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't own any furniture that we had when the kids were kids. That got burned.
Well, I'd hope not. I mean, they're like both either 30 or pushing 30.
Yeah, well, I mean, even still, you know, like if it was a nice piece of furniture that maybe you could keep, like people like to keep for years, forget about it. There's no way, you know, because it was just destroyed. And I would say multiple pieces of furniture have been destroyed. We've gone through so many couches with Joey and Sarah.
Yep. Really? Jumping off of them? Just.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to have a recliner because that'll be destroyed in the first day. Don't ever try that.
Which one broke it?
Geez, I can't remember. It could have been the dog. It could have been all three. We had the dog, the kids. You know, nobody would ever fess up to anything. You just mysteriously would sit in the chair and realize, oh, God, this is broken, and now I'm stuck.
Your dog was like a pound and a half. I don't think you was the dog. I think you can bring it down to either Joe or Sarah at that point.
Good deduction, Rev.
I'm sorry, but my dog could go get power tools or whatever she wanted to do. She was a combo of Stewie and Brian. I'm sorry. My dog was evil.
I just invested in one of those spot cleaners. I got real excited. The Bissell spot cleaners. I don't have any pets, but my little brother just got into pee-pee, pee-pee. If the diaper's off, he will pee anywhere.
Oh, that's delightful.
Except his toy urinal I bought him, so he would learn how to use a urinal.
You have a toy urinal?
It looks like a frog mouth, and there's like a little spinny thing, so you can aim at it, and it spins.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It's freaking awesome.
Send me a link.
No, that's for adults, Vicky. Parents always... I swear these companies just take advantage of us because we think this will be a great idea, and the kids are laughing like, yeah, I'm not using that.
No, he proceeded to try to fill it up with water and drink from it, and then peed on the floor instead.
Well, that's what Steve was going to do, so I guess, you know what, Steve?
I was just going to use it for our trips to Spokane with the hockey team. You know?
Hell yeah. Sounds like a fun time.
Right?
That would be pretty fantastic.
Oh, and it looks like, is that like a frog?
Frog.
Yeah.
Oh, frog potty training urinal.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring that on trips on the bus to Spokane, Steve. Oh, yeah.
That will just end in tears.
Vicky, stop buying those things. That kid's going to torment you when they don't use them.
I know.
I'm going to hit up the guys at the run the gym that I go to and see if they can put this in the bathrooms.
Oh, that
just replace all the urinals with those.
Yeah,
that'd actually be really cool.
You can just have mine. He's only used it to fill it up with water.
Usually I would say no to a used urinal, but you know that sounds fine.
Well, it wasn't used.
Suction cups and everything. Put it on the wall. I got the blue and orange one because it looks like Blippi.
All right, do it.
It'd be great if my wife comes home. She's like, why do we have a urinal now? You realize we have a daughter. I'm like, it's not for her.
I don't think you understand who it's for, honey.
So it said my youngest son used our coffee table as a teething toy when he was an infant, so we have teeth mark scratches on it until we gave it away 12 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, you
do
really
you
can't
just
have
pretend those
things.
Are pet marks, or are you like letting everyone know it's your kid munching on it? It seems so weird.
Brett says we had that same frog urinal for our son.
Oh.
But does it work?
It's important because we're going to put it on the bus with Steve and Ted, and it needs to work.
Oh, no.
Late night activities.
What do you think is the most iconic movie theme of all time? Oh, yeah, I got a list. You're going to love it or hate it. We'll do that at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And we have got a new study that what they did is they wanted to find out the most iconic movie themes of all time. Iconic means what? Recognizable, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the most popular. It's just you hear this and you know exactly what movie it's from.
Oh, that is a no-brainer. It's got to be Rocky. Come on.
It's not the most iconic, but Steve, you'll be happy to know it did make the top 10.
Good.
At number 10. It barely got
fudge.
Yeah, oh, sorry, buddy.
You have got to be kidding me. How is that not a top fiver? That should be number one.
I'm sorry, buddy, but I know what you're saying. The trouble is that I would imagine there's a lot of younger people don't know what the hell that is. The problem.
And they should blame their parents.
Yeah. Still, it made the top 10. it still does have a lot of folks that recognize it. I've got number one here, and let's see if anyone in the room recognizes it. Vicky and I are the only ones, and if Danny were in the room, he would too. Joey says yes. And Steve has no clue.
Star Wars?
No. Are you kidding me? Star Wars?
Whoa. Well, not the main one. I know the main one.
Well, they're not going to show the... It's an iconic theme. They wouldn't show like a half fake theme of Star Wars. I mean, all right. Your wife would know it, though, Steve.
My wife would know it. Oh, crap.
It's a movie
Harry
franchise.
Potter.
There we go. You're right, sir.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
is that what it was?
That's kind of a weird Star Wars.
Right.
or like something like Indiana Jones. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum.
By the way, that would be number six. I got to tell you something. Raiders of the Lost Ark ahead of the Star Wars theme, which to me is insane.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the Star Wars theme is much more iconic than Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm willing to be okay. If someone said that the number one answer is not Rocky, but it's Star Wars, I'd be like, all right, I get that.
Get this, Steve. Star Wars is number nine.
What?
Just one above
list.
Rocky.
Should we reverse this list? I think we got it messed up.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, maybe is it an age thing? But even still, we just had episodes 7 through 9, so younger people surely know the theme. I'm sorry, but I mean, for the last, 40 years, we've had that theme. How is that not number? How is that not top three? I'm pissed.
It is in our heart.
How about Superman theme?
You mean it's a cool theme.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is cool. But I don't think, I mean, that would probably fall under the same thing as 2001, Space Odyssey, which you know it, but you...
Yeah, it's good.
That's all old man iconic themes is really what's happening.
Oh, that's the Ric Flair theme, man.
To be the man.
Truth.
You gotta beat the man.
Woo! Okay, that's, I don't think that's on the list. Sorry.
Well, that's the same song.
Oh, does he use it? Does he use that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flair stole that?
No. I think Space Odyssey's glad that he
okay, fine. Yeah.
He took it.
Sure, all right, here's number two, and the clue is, man, there's a person not in our studio that would definitely get it.
Oh, jeez.
Was from Titanic, to be honest with you. I wouldn't know. I watched the movie and everything, but really the number two iconic song everybody knows. Well, Vicky knew it.
I mean, you hear that song and you probably instantly think Titanic.
Yeah.
I think we had this either on cassette or on CD when I was a kid.
Is that Celine Dion?
Yep.
Yeah. Good response.
Yeah, that's fine.
What about Ghostbusters? Someone just texted in.
Oh, that's a great one.
Ghostbusters.
Not in the top 10. And again, it's kind of an old, I think, you know, again, it's an older demographic.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like most of the iconic themes from movies are from older movies because it's like TV shows. Like, they used to give you that time where there was like that long intro and the music was going. Like, a lot of people were bringing up like James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond did not make the list, which I am impossible. Very surprised.
Yeah.
Because it's been the same, you know, dun, 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 whatever. I can't do it right. Well, I guess it's not iconic if I can't
do it.
Yeah,
you guys
Mission
can't
Impossible.
Do it.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you know,
Biscuit
that is.
Even did a version of that.
Oh, my God.
And it was awesome.
And it's been around since the 60s. Now, granted, it took some time off before Tom Cruise did the movies. Which was, I think he did the movies in the 80s. So maybe 15, 20 years, we didn't really hear that theme, but it should be iconic, but it's not.
Texter has a good one. How about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that just strikes fear in people's hearts.
Well, if you know it, again.
Joe, do you know it?
Just.
Nice.
All right, I'm proud of you, son. Yeah. Vicky, did you know that, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, all right, then, you know, is it because of Family Guy?
No, it's the reason why we're all afraid to go in the water.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
What about horror movies also? You think about, like, was it Halloween that has a...
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Not on the list. But there is a sort of horror movie, old school, way old school, involving mommy issues.
Mommy issues. Oh, Psycho.
That's it, number eight, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking actual mummy, like mummification.
Like the mummy.
Yeah, that would
like
be
the
Brendan.
Mummy movie. I'm like, no.
Brendan Fraser issues, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, how about this one? Texter brought it up, and I have to agree.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry about it.
I love that one.
But he saved the freaking universe, man. I know, you guys love that. I get it. I was never a huge fan.
You haters.
I am a hater. But I was never a huge Flash Gordon fan.
He saved every one of us, BJ. Even you, you hater.
Yeah, he saved me too. You're right. I'm still here. Thank you, Flash.
And let's not forget, he was a freaking miracle.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
See, that's right there.
At least you had proof that he was a miracle. I didn't believe you until you gave me the proof.
With some of these iconic ones, though, I'm like Jurassic Park's not even on this list, is it?
I don't even know their theme.
You don't know the Jurassic Park theme?
I guess that's iconic.
Man, I have to hear it to remember.
All right,
exactly.
Hold on. Let me find it.
If you have to hear it to remember it, then it's not iconic. That's the idea.
That's a good point.
I'm trying to give Reb that definition. I'm not saying it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. You're right. But I couldn't remember it. But you're right. As soon as you played it, Reb, I recognized it.
Thank you.
All right. So, I mean, I guess that's the thing. Iconic means you just have it stuck in your head. That's why number three, will any of us get number three? This is fascinating that this is number three.
It's like Gladiator or something like that.
I wouldn't get this. I'm not getting it.
300?
Sounds like Hans Zimmer.
No. Nobody in this room is getting this.
Joe? No. Rev?
I think they're high that this is number three. Yeah, yeah. This is Inception. I'm sorry, but how does that make number three?
I think that was Hans Zimmer. Huh?
Yeah, it was Hans Zimmer. Wow, good call.
I would never have guessed that. I would never hum that.
If you played that for me, I wouldn't be thinking, I need to watch Inception.
I mean, over Star Wars, over Raiders of the Lost Ark, over Rocky, I'm sorry.
Over Flash? The freaking miracle?
No, the miracle,
the miracle.
I think at least one of us in this room would have figured it out and said, yeah, I know that one. So who the hell said number three for Inception?
What about Terminator?
I don't remember Terminator either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, was that just for the first one, or were they for all of those?
It was definitely for the second one, so I think it was also for the first one.
Okay, well, again, iconic means we would know. I think that's the problem.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know that either.
What?
I mean, I can't hum it. I can't know it.
Okay.
Is that it, Steve?
No.
I don't know. I'm just up to the Killing in
Silent. No?
Okay, I don't know.
I've never watched the movies.
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I think either we don't know what the hell iconic means or we just all have severe brain damage. I'm not sure.
Oh, BJ, I can't believe they don't have this one. The Texas just brought it up and you're going to love it.
Okay. Oh. On the day of iconic weddings, you don't put my iconic song in there. How could you do this? Yeah, I mean, again, that's kind of an old man iconics theme, but you're right. Everybody who knows anybody watched that movie knows that theme, that's for sure. The only one that I really have a problem with
is Inception.
Is Inception. Now, West Side Story. So we talk about old people things. I mean, West Side Story is, what is that, from the 60s?
Maybe even the 50s? I've never watched it. I just remember that song. It's like, when you're a jet.
Is that the way? Is that
1961.
Okay. So what's the theme? I don't even know it.
I mean, I know the Wild Wild West theme. I know that one better.
The Wild Wild West. With Will Smith?
That's nothing to do with that.
No, I know. Wild so West I'm like, that's all I got.
Okay.
I don't know what West Side Story is.
And the Gone with the Wind theme, which, of course, that's 1939. What the hell is that? I mean, I don't even know what that theme is. I'm sorry. This list is whack.
It is very whack.
Which is what, from the 80s?
Whack? Or wiggity, 90s? Wiggity, whack daddy.
Yeah, it's wickety whack daddy's
whack.
I hate
what about
list?
Beverly Hills Cop theme?
Yeah, I just heard that the other day.
Okay, I can't tell you what it is. I probably would recognize it.
It's very synth heavy, if I remember correctly.
Is it Jan Hammer? Did he do it?
Jan Hammer.
Miami Vice. I know he did the Miami Vice theme, but did he do Beverly Hills Cop too? Do we have the theme? I don't even know it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how it even goes. I could like picture Axel Foley, but I
realize
can't.
We are totally failing at our suggestion since iconic means we would remember.
I did find it. Yes, this is iconic.
That's it. Oh, I remembered it. How did I remember it all of a sudden? All right, it's iconic. This is so 80s cheese. I love it.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Makes you want to put like pastel blue suits and shirts.
Let's do this.
I mean, it's in again.
Skin ties.
Let's crock it in Tubbs, this bee.
Show some chest hair.
Oh, yeah. This is my time, Steve. This is my time.
This is your time.
Oh, baby. This is when I was young and not getting the ladies.
Your time is now.
Aw. This is when I was young and still not hip. But
so
I
said
what?
That this was Herbie Hancock.
That's right, Herbie Hancock. He was, he was legit.
He missed his calling as an adult film star, but that's just me. How about Chariots of Fire?
I mean, it's a big one, but I don't like it.
I don't even know the movie. I don't think I've ever watched it in its entirety, but I know the theme. That's iconic.
I never watched it either. It seemed like it was boring.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What birds are traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Pigeons.
No.
Crows?
No.
Flamingos?
No.
I'm not flamingo.
What group?
Sorry.
I feel like a flamingo in a coal mine. Imagine just having to bring flamingos into a coal mine. And they'd just be all over the place.
Well, you know, crazier things happen.
We need smaller birds, Steve.
I think
flamingos.
You broke BJ with that one.
Flamingos in a car.
Just fold them. Fold their legs and you're good.
Fold a flamingo?
Well, they're going to die anyway in the cold.
Damn.
No, that is so wrong. Okay, somebody call Dave Grohl. I got a new band name for him. Flamingos in a coal mine. We're looking for canaries. That was,
wow.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.